This is a CKTZ News Update. I'm Lonnie Taylor. Cortez Island local youth have the opportunity to work under summer youth grants at several attractions on Cortez. I caught up with Lily Allen. She is the summer museum host at the Cortez Island Museum and Archives building and is benefiting from this grant program. I caught up with Lily to find out more about this experience, how she got involved, and how it's benefited her. So how did you end up being the summer host?
It was through social media, because my friend showed me a link to the museum's Instagram page, actually, and they had posted about it. And I wanted to come home for the summer, and I wanted to do a little bit of volunteering at the school, because I have interest in becoming a teacher. But I wanted to come home and just... I realized that I hadn't been home in 2 years, and I really wanted to come back and just... I didn't know the next time I'd be back here, and I'm a student, so I also wanted to be making a higher income as well, and the grant really gave me room to do that. I do genuinely really enjoy learning, and I saw an ad for the museum, and I thought it'd be a fantastic way for me to not only gain experience with archival work and talking to people, and it looks great on your resume, but also I could learn about the local community that I grew up in and I'm slowly drifting away from as I grow up and grow older and I'm starting to do more things with my life and I wanted to really reconnect a little bit.
How old are you now?
I turned 20 in June.
And yeah. You grew up on Cortez Island?
Yeah.
When did you move away from Cortez Island?
I grew up on Cortez. I did do 2 years in Alberta.
What were you doing in Alberta?
It was like family business. My parents ended up having to go up and help manage a motel that my grandfather decided he wanted to become a partner in. But I came back and then I lived here all the way up until grade 9. I homeschooled for grade 9, went through Cortez school. I did preschool with Paula. I actually did a big crew of us my year and the year after us, which was awesome. I think that growing up at Cortez and having a larger group of kids is fantastic. Because I know that sometimes it's hard, especially when you're like, there's two of you are in the same year.
You're saying that you were part of the... How many people were in those two classes?
There's the year after us, which there's that big photo in the Cortez Clinic. And it's, I want to say like 20 kids, I think. You definitely seen that photo. And then we were the year before, but I think our year ended up staying for a while, and it's more like a 3 year span. My group, I think, was like 7 or 8 of us.
You went to Cary High in Campbell River.
Yeah.
So how old were you when you had to leave Cortez for high school?
So I ended up living with my host mom, and I was grade 10, and I think you're 15 or 16 in grade 10, if I'm correct. It's always hard because I like turn right before the school year and right at the end. I don't really know how old I am actually at all. So I was 15 or 16, and my brother did the same thing. But I was lucky enough that when I moved off island, I was boarding. So it was 5 days a week. I'd come home on the weekends. And I lived with three girls from Cortez as well. And then Monique was my host mom. And she's also lived in Cortez. So I still had my community. And that's another big thing is when you have a bigger group of Cortez kids going over, you can stay with the group.
Okay, so that was 4 or 5 years ago that you would have left Cortez.
Yeah.
And then when you finished high school... So you graduated from Cary High,
yeah,
in Campbell River.
Yeah.
And then what happened after that?
I was lucky enough that I had some support from actually my boyfriend's family because his mom's really involved in the school district. And she helped me really get, shout out to Brenna, helped me apply for my schooling. And I was really debating if I actually wanted to go to school at all. So I applied for one program in one school. It was also $80 to apply. So I was like, I'm not going to do this a lot. And I got in because I guess I had... And I also got a scholarship to get in because my grade point average was high enough. And I'm doing psychology at UVic now. And then she also got me to apply for a bunch of bursaries. So I was lucky enough to get my first year fully paid for with bursaries and scholarships.
Including your housing?
No. So I'm really lucky. I was able to get RESPs. Like my mom, my parents, and my grandparents helped me set up so I could pay for housing. And then I paid for my car and I paid for all my extra food because I hated the food there. But I was... so lucky to not have to work for my first year. And then second year, my RSP's covered, but then I had to pay for housing. My parents did help me. And then this year, I have to pay for it myself, and my school is paid for. And then next year, it's going to be all student loans. That's it's how it's been set up, and the year after that. So I'm taking 5 years to do my schooling. So I'm very lucky and I'm very blessed to have had my parents set me up for success in the past.
There's just been announcements around what the cost of living in Victoria is versus Vancouver, which it's actually more expensive yeah. now to live in Victoria. But these are some of the most expensive places to live in the country.
Yeah.
And so you talk about your motivations to come back to Cortez for the summer and work here and to make a good living. So do you want to touch on that experience at all? Just about your thought process around housing and your job and how they're related?
Yeah, yeah. I talk about housing, and when I mention the numbers, it just seems so casual to me because I'm so used to what the cost of living is in Victoria. And then I tell people who aren't from Victoria how much I have to pay for rent for what I'm getting, and they're always like, that's messed up. Even in, I was discussing this with my friend, and she had an apartment in Campbell River, and she was paying a two-bedroom, and she was paying $800 a month for it 5 years ago, and now it's probably about $1,500 a month. For the same apartment building, which is crazy.
So you're in it. So are you living at home right now and not paying rent this yeah. summer?
Yeah, I'm living at home right now. And then I just got a place. I signed the lease for it, but I'm paying $1,000 a month for a basement suite in a heritage home, which is very nice. But it's also, my room is tiny. If it's a double bed and I've got like a decent sized closet, and then I can fit like maybe one of those small little IKEA desks, and that's it. Yeah.
What else can you tell me about your experience getting to do this job at the Cortez Museum? You said you're really motivated about just getting to know this area in a different yeah. way in the history. What's that experience been like for you?
It's actually really great. It's also because one of those things where you never really, you underestimate how much people that come in will teach you. And it's also like the timing sometimes will be crazy. Like we had they're working on mapping the cemeteries on the island and figuring out where all the names are and where people are buried. And actually it was very fascinating because the day that they brought their papers in saying this is what we've done so far, some guy came in and he was showing us papers of his family and their graves and where they were buried. And it actually turned out their names, they weren't sure, the ladies that had been working on they actually couldn't figure out which was which. And he was like, these are actually like, I think great aunt and great uncle. And I know which gravestone is which such crazy timing for it to happen all in one day. It's just so fascinating to see. And also just learning. And when people come in and they're like, actually, this is wrong. My family lived here and that's not their name. And also there's so many people I didn't realize are so connected in the community and have been here for a very long time. I'm like, oh, I just knew you as this one person, but you actually have been on the island for generations.
This specific exhibit is about maps and places.
Yeah.
And one of the maps in there that I learned a lot from was the indigenous names for place names.
Yeah. So that's, I think, if I'm correct, we're using it with permission. I think Clahus was the one who produced that map. It's also got traditional place names as well. I'm trying to think about anything. I unfortunately can't read the language, but I remember we used to have a teacher, Julie, used to come in, and she would come in once a week for half an hour or something and try to teach us a bit of the language. And if you are interested, www.firstvoices.com. It's about revitalizing languages that have been dying off because of colonialism and just all of the history that has been, but a lot of oppression and horrible history that has caused these languages to be forgotten and to die off. And I think it's a fantastic initiative to bring back Indigenous voices and languages. Yeah. I like the idea of having a job where I was constantly learning. And I would have tasks that would actually push me to challenge myself. So like hosting an event was like my first time ever doing that, where I was in the lead. And that was a big one for me. And I've worked with Jill and she's showed me how to do some archival work as well, which I think is just a fantastic skill set to have. And I know there's a lot of jobs on the island that like I could have been comfortably going into and I have past experience in, but I thought this was like mostly because I wanted to challenge myself a bit more.
I sat down with the Community Engagement and Conservation Assistant, Manuel Perdisa, a local to Cortez, whom is also part of the summer student program, to find out about his experience, motivation in the program, and how it's benefited him. Your position at FOCI, what does that mean? What have you been
up to this summer?
My position is the Community Engagement and Conservation Assistant. And basically what that means is I'm involved in reaching out to the community, especially through Tideline posts and in person. I run the market stands when they're up. I ask the community about endangered species sightings. I work with the community in doing some conservation research. For instance, we have some citizen science programs, such as our Love the Lakes program, where we have community members going out to Hague and Gunflint Lake, and I go with them and we monitor the lakes and take data for data sets. For instance, our Love the Lakes program, where we work with community members and go out to gather data.
There was a specific opportunity that Helen mentioned you got to dive with the DFO.
Yeah, we were in Manson's Landing near the start of my summer position, and the DFO came over. We've been trapping for green crabs, this invasive species of crab that's come from Europe. And so far, fortunately, we haven't found any green crabs on Cortez, although they seem to be coming up the coast of Vancouver Island. The DFO was interested in this invasive species of seaweed called sargassum, and we went out snorkeling for them. I spent a little portion of an afternoon with the DFO, and I brought out my GoPro, and we were filming videos and photos for a little report. It was really fun. It was cool to see how these larger organizations operate.
Did they give you the hat?
They did give me the hat. Yeah, it says Green Crab Research. They're telling me that sometimes people ask, why are you trapping in a park? You shouldn't be like putting crab traps in a public park. And then once you have the hat on, people don't ask questions. They're really interested. We can give them information. It's nice to raise the awareness from person to person.
And did I hear something about swimming with dolphins?
Yeah, so in Manson's as well, we had a group of about 30 Pacific white-sided dolphins come in. The dolphins were feeding on forage fish, probably herring. And Helen and I came down the dock and we were watching this great spectacle. And I asked Helen, be cool to get a closer look, hey? So I went out for a swim, kept my distance, keeping it scientific, 100 meters. But swimming with dolphins on the job wasn't too bad, I will say.
How old are you? And where do you usually reside?
So I'm 19 and I've been living in Victoria for the school season, which is September until April. I go to the University of Victoria and I'm back for the summer and staying at home, which is really nice to help make some money this summer. Make ends meet when I'm back in Victoria.
So you're not paying rent right now?
No, I'm not.
Okay. I find it interesting to ask what your journey has been just since you left Cortez, because for most Cortesians, they had to leave for a portion of high school as well. Like, when did you have to part from Cortez? How old were you for schooling?
That would have been grade 9. I would have been about 15. So I left for all of high school to go to Campbell River. You have to stay in the week in Campbell River to go to school. You can come back on weekends. I played sports. I played basketball. So I would be there on a lot of weekends to go to tournaments or for practices. And then after high school, I took a year off, which I think was a great decision. I lived on my own for the better part of a year. And then I went traveling on my own. And after that experience, I pretty much went directly into university in Victoria.
All right. Yeah. So that's where you are now. And it sounds like, is this the first time you've come home then in a while, for an extended period of time?
Yeah, these 2 months at home have been the first time I've been home for an extended period of time. That's right. I think I'd been home for maximum 5-day stretches for about 2 years or so. Yeah, it's nice to settle back into it and hang out with the family, see what's changed. Yeah.
And what motivated you and drove you both to come back to Cortez and to seek this specific job?
A little bit of homesickness, to be honest. The job is really interesting to me. I'm studying biology, and one of the reasons I got into biology is I love the oceans with all the things that I do. Giving back is important to me, and so in being able to work with Friends of Cortez and do some conservation is just an interesting introduction to this field. And I've worked with them before as a volunteer, but it's nice to see what goes on behind the scenes.
Cool. Is there any other benefits that you want to talk about? Discoveries just in the job, being back on Cortez and still being young?
The job's been really interesting. It's been able to expose me to a lot of different aspects of working in the field of conservation and ecology. I get to do conservation work, community engagement, but I also get to follow my interests in these broader topics. Helen is really good at accommodating that and helping me learn.
Lonnie Taylor, CKTZ News, Cortez Island. CKTZ News is brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative, the program funded by Heritage Canada and administered through the Community Radio Fund of Canada.